It's 5:44, and this is All Things Considered on WFAE. Good afternoon. I'm Mark Rumsey. Law enforcement leaders from around the country are speaking out on the Obama administration's measures designed to reduce gun violence. Groups representing police chiefs and sheriffs from major U.S. cities and counties were in Washington for a meeting earlier this week. Mecklenburg County Sheriff Chip Bailey has just returned from those meetings in Washington. First, Sheriff Bailey, are you generally for or against what President Obama has called for in terms of stricter gun control measures?
There are parts of the proposal that I can agree with. There are other parts of the proposal that I don't think will do any good and I don't think will pass in Washington, D.C.
Well, what are your major concerns?
The major concerns that I have, and I think the sheriffs are pretty close to consensus with, is that from a public safety standpoint, we would like to see more comprehensive background investigations. We would like to see better access to mental health records so when we're issuing permits to individuals, we know that we're issuing them to people who don't have a history of violence or potential violence. I can't say that just picking out certain guns is going to make much difference. People are going to get the guns. And so if we can just control the access to law-abiding citizens who don't have a history of mental health, then mental health problems, then I think that will go a long way to helping resolve some of the issues.
So you don't feel that a ban on assault-style weapons or restricting high-capacity ammunition magazines would be effective?
I don't think the rifles themselves would be effective. And, you know, when they start talking about assault-style weapons, they've got to figure out what the definition of that is. I know they've picked out things like AR-15s, but that's really a rifle. Now, the restriction of the magazine size could possibly have some benefit, but in most cases with those kind of rifles, you can drop one magazine and put another one in. But also, if you have just a regular rifle that doesn't look like a military rifle, but you can put 6 or 8 or 10 bullets in, you're going to have the same effect.
Is there any real consensus among law enforcement officials on this topic?
I think the consensus comes down around the background checks, finding a way to have checks done at gun shows so that we know that law-abiding citizens are the ones who are purchasing these guns. But there's not necessarily consensus on banning certain types of guns.
And do sheriffs as a group see this issue differently than the police chiefs as a group?
I think generally as a group, since we're the ones more often that issue the purchase permits and the concealed carry permits, we're more focused on getting good information for background checks as it relates to criminal past activity or past mental health issues that someone might have. The police, especially in urban environments, are focused on things like weapons that are used in drive-by shootings that can dispense a lot of bullets, and I think that's a legitimate concern. It comes down to our roles and what we're trying to do and be responsible for the public safety.
Your deputies serve warrants every day around the county, bringing them into direct contact with many citizens who are not law-abiding. Wouldn't the proposed gun restrictions make the men and women in your department safer?
I don't think so. The ones who aren't law-abiding are going to get the guns. They're either going to get them by breaking into houses. They're going to get them off the street in the secondary market, purchasing them illegally or just getting them illegally. Gun trafficking is something that occurs on a regular basis. Law-abiding citizens, we don't worry about. It's the criminals we do, and I don't think you're going to be able to stop the criminal element from getting their hands on guns.
Mecklenburg County Sheriff Chip Bailey, thanks for talking with us.
Quite welcome.